Folks, it is allergy season and you still have to play your gig. So here are four practical tips to help you muscle through a gig even though you're not feeling that well. First and foremost, make sure you're hydrated, make sure you're sleeping, taking your allergy meds, all that stuff that you need to. Number one, change the key. You don't have to be a hero and sing every single song in the key that it was recorded in. Even the pros don't do it. Gosh, see this thing right here? This is your best friend, a capo. You can anywhere you'd like. If it needs to be a little bit higher, move it up. If it needs to be a little lower, move it down. Give yourself a second to find where the tonal center is so you can know where the melody is. And if you need to practice that, that's totally okay too. It's not super easy. I mess it up all the time. But a whole or half step can really affect how the song feels for you, you know, if you're congested or if you're feeling bleh. Number two, extend your songs. Nobody's gonna notice if you play a chord progression once or twice or thrice, many times more. And a good way to differentiate those, if you are playing in between a chorus and a verse or an intro or even a bridge section, is to change voicings, change your strumming pattern up, or even just do a little bit of a palm mute thing. Because people will hear the difference in the timbre and they'll think, oh wow, this is part of the song. It's not. Number three, change the melody. A great example of this is the song Sunday Morning. A lot of times I'll sing this melody. But things just get so crazy living, life gets hard to do. Instead of, but things just get so crazy living, life gets hard to do. Obviously the second one, it's a lot higher. The more you do it, the more freely you can move those melodies around. And lastly, number four, pick your layup songs. We all know the songs that are super easy to sing, that don't have that much going on vocally. Think like a Jimmy Buffett song, Margaritaville. That song's not gonna kill your voice. And make sure you're playing a lot of those songs and then sneaking in the ones that have a little bit more intensity there. That's gonna help you recover after you sing one of those songs and will also help you prep to sing one of those songs because your voice is gonna be sitting in a range that feels comfortable and you'll have that kind of like oomph of effort and motivation to hit those high notes. As a little bonus, you could always buy a looper pedal. I'm not a huge looper guy, but obviously this kind of goes with the second tip in terms of extending songs. If you can loop a chord progression and solo over it for double the bars, maybe 16, 32 bars, people are gonna be entertained. And obviously you're gonna have to feel a little comfortable improvising and or, you know, stacking a song and building it in a loop. I hope this helps and I hope you don't get sick because that's the worst. Goodbye.